to this Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the 2022 District 2 Superintendent of the Year and the 2026-2027 IAPSS President, Superintendent of Noblesville Schools in Noblesville, Indiana, Dr. Dan Heil. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. Although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Dan Heil. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Tell us a little bit more about Noblesville Schools.
The funny thing about Noblesville is that when you go around Indiana and people hear about Hamilton County, people often think of Hamilton County as a wealthy county. And I would say, as a resident myself, that there is truth to that, but it is not universally true. Mm-hmm. And so Noblesville, interestingly, even though there certainly are pockets of wealth in this community, we also have pockets of poverty as
sure.
well. And in fact, over a quarter of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. Just like many areas of the state, we have a growing ML population. And so our community is a lot more diverse than I mm-hmm. think people realize throughout the state. But one of the things I absolutely love about Noblesville, and it's actually part of why I got excited about possibly getting this job and then ultimately accepting this position several years ago, was how much history is in Noblesville. Noblesville is one of the older communities in the state of Indiana.
Is that right?
It is. And in fact, a couple of years ago in 2023, we actually celebrated 200 years of Noblesville already.
Wow.
And so it's
not
it's,
too long after. I think Indiana just mm-hmm, celebrated 200
that's,
years.
That's right. It's
okay.
pretty remarkable. And interestingly, the district itself, we're coming up here in a couple of years on 160th anniversary of the school corporation.
Wow.
So it's pretty remarkable. And I share that because when you are here, you learn very, very quickly just how proud of traditions and history this community truly is. You know, in an era where school spirit and things like that are kind of going out of style in mm-hmm. some communities, it's quite the opposite here. It means everything to Noblesville, and it's fun to be here.
So, for those who don't know Hamilton County well, mm-hmm. what part of if you were to look at the map in Hamilton County, mm-hmm. where is Noblesville in relation to some of the other communities in Hamilton County? North, south, east, west?
We're kind of right in the middle.
Okay.
So, and in fact, it's funny because as the sprawl continues to happen here, if you're not paying attention to the signs, you'll blend from Carmel to Noblesville to Fishers without realizing mm-hmm. and even Westfield. And if you keep going west, you'll hit Zionsville. In fact, when I was moving here, I had to figure that out very quickly because it was really important to me to live in the school district.
Yeah.
But I discovered as I started watching, you know, the online house listings that, oh, just because it says Noblesville doesn't mean it's the right Noblesville.
Yeah.
So Noblesville Schools is all entirely inside Noblesville Township.
Okay.
But there's a second township, Wayne Township, just straight to east, where students in that township have Noblesville addresses, but they attend Hamilton Southeast.
Mm. Your mascot is the Millers.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind the Millers?
Yeah, so the Millers... again, we're big on traditions here. We're just wrapping up our 100th anniversary of being the Millers. But the story is that back in 1925, the Noblesville Milling Company offered that if the school district would call themselves the Millers, they would buy new athletic uniforms for the teams. And apparently that was very common back then. And the school said, what a great deal. We'll have these free uniforms. And we often joke now. It was the best marketing deal in the history of marketing deals because the Noblesville Milling Company hasn't been around for decades, but we are still the Millers.
Millers.
So their legacy lives on through us. But again, there's so much pride with that name.
Yeah.
I could never see it changing either.
Pathway started with show choir.
Mm-hmm.
How does a show choir director become a superintendent? What does that look like for you?
Great question. And I get it all the time. Mm. So yeah, I went to IU to be a music performer, ironically, and realized very quickly that didn't feel right anymore once I got there and realized what it really takes to do that. I thought I have a different vision for my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so a friend of mine said, you should check out music ed. And so I did, and I fell in love with it. And that was the story, right? And so I came out, I became a choir teacher. I did that for 8 years and absolutely loved it. But a few years into that, I started feeling a really strong connection with students who were struggling and students who maybe had some disciplinary things they were working through or, you know, hardships in their life. And I felt pulled to serve those kids, but from a different seat, which led me to think about administration. So obviously that path led me to eventually become an assistant principal. I did that for a while. I became an elementary principal. And I thought I would do that much longer than I did, but then the door opened. The superintendent at the district I was at was Smith Green, left, and I had started my PhD program, and the district, I felt it was kind of at a turning point, and I thought, well, I feel like I know what needs to happen. I may as well at least say I'm interested, mm-hmm. and the board can decide if I'm it or not. After many interviews, the board took a chance on me, and that was this is my ninth year as a superintendent now. Wow. So I was superintendent at Smith Green for 5 years before I made the transition to Noblesville. And then this is my fourth year here.
You went to IU to become a performer. Mm-hmm. But you didn't leave that behind. You've had a couple performances to kick off school years. This one kind of took the cake. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about all that goes into preparing to kick something like that off. And just share a little bit with the audience who hasn't had a chance to see your opening day performance this year, what that was all about.
So that's kind of become my thing here. After my first summer, I didn't do it because I was just trying to move here and get going. But that second summer, we decided it'd be fun to do a welcome back video. And so the next two summers, we just did kind of lighthearted, funny videos of me kind of poking fun at myself, but getting ready for school. Mm-hmm. But then this last year, the idea actually hit me about a year ahead of time that I thought, I am a musician. We should do a music video. And so, and where I got stuck though, was I thought, well, who would perform this with me? I mean, I know what my skills are, but I would need more than just me. And I was at an event when I got to hear a rock band play, and the rock band are all teachers at Noblesville High School. And I had
the
this
light bulb went off.
Moment yeah. of, wait a minute, are you telling me I have a rock band right here on staff? And so I talked to them privately and said, how would you guys like to do a fun little top secret project for me for next summer? And so we worked on that quietly behind the scenes for a long, long time. And it was so much fun. And just, and the whole idea truly is just getting the kids excited to come back to school, getting ready to kick off a new school year and get motivated. And this year it was perfect to do it as the Miller countdown when it's the 100 years of the Miller. So the timing was right on and it was a lot of fun.
Noblesville has a neat downtown, a neat mm-hmm. little square with some history there as well. The courthouse, I think, is right there on the square. Talk about this, and not too far from your office, the town square. Talk to us about just that whole environment around the town square in Noblesville.
The funny thing about Noblesville, I shouldn't say funny, but what I loved about Noblesville, I guess I'll say when I interviewed here, I made sure I left extra time so I could just go explore mm-hmm. and feel it out. Because advice that I share a lot of times to aspiring superintendents or people thinking about moving jobs is just don't forget, you need to make sure you want that job mm-hmm. and that you're the right fit for that community, because all of us are not the right fit for every community. You might be the best superintendent there ever was, but you can fail in a community if you don't align with mm-hmm. that community's values or the way that they need to be led. And so when I came here, all of my experience before Noblesville has always been in much more rural communities. Mm-hmm. That's been my whole story as a career. And so a shift to Hamilton County was going to be very big. Mm-hmm. And I was a little apprehensive about that, whether or not I'd fit in. But I still can remember the very first time that I went to the square. And I walked around and visited some shops and ate in one of the restaurants and interacted with the people. And I thought, this is perfect, because this is a large city that feels like a small town. Mm. And you could tell everybody knew everybody, and we're just chatting like old friends. And it was so comfortable mm-hmm. immediately that I came home and told my wife, if I get offered this job, I'm taking it. Mm. Like, this is it right here. And it's hard for me to imagine being anywhere else now. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love Noblesville so much. It's such a great place to be.
Your daughter had already graduated high school when you mm-hmm. moved here. Your son was in school. What has it been like to be the dad of a high school student and also be the superintendent?
So my kids, especially my son, my daughter had a few years when I was a teacher. My son has never been in school that I wasn't a school administrator mm-hmm. of some kind. And for me personally, it is a big deal that my child attends the district that I'm at.
Sure.
Not that I would take the job any less seriously otherwise, but it does add a little bit more legitimacy, I think, to my mm-hmm. leadership. I think it allows me to enter certain conversations mm-hmm. easier mm-hmm. when people know I'm a dad just like you, and mm-hmm. my child is in this building with your child, and they are experiencing these things. And if we come back to school safety, you know, I make decisions about safety because my child is part of the mm-hmm. student body here. Mm-hmm. And so it matters a lot, but it is a big decision. And it's one that I think every superintendent has to make for themselves if it's the right decision for their family or mm-hmm. not. But for us, it was the right decision.
When Dan Hiles trying to relax after a stressful day or on a weekend, mm-hmm. what does Dan Hiles and the Hiles family like to do?
When it's summertime, we try to get out on the boat. We have a boat on the reservoir here, so we do try to get out and relax when we can. We're very blessed to live near the trail system. One of the biggest blessings in Hamilton County is the hundreds of miles of trails they've put in here, so we love just going on walks with the dog mm-hmm. and getting out and enjoying the weather. In the wintertime, of course, a lot of those things go away, but there's always something to do mm-hmm. in Hamilton County. I will say, though, I'm just as happy relaxing at home sometimes. Mm-hmm. I joke with my wife sometimes because of the nature of my job. I feel like, you know, we put all this work into having a home, and then I don't get to be home very often. So I enjoy just being home to relax mm-hmm. with her and just not be on public all the time.
You are somebody who likes to get up early. You like mm-hmm. to do things in the morning before your family gets up. Talk to me about that routine. How did that happen, and what is that you find joy in your morning hours?
So for me, something that people, maybe others are like me, but this is something that's kind of critical to just the way I'm wired. I have to have a certain amount of time during my day that is just me. It's the only time I get where I can kind of relax and push the rest of the world away, but it's also my time to think and prepare and actually consider big ideas. And so to your question about the morning routine, for me, I usually put an hour or two of work in before I come to the office. Mm-hmm. And some people say, well, why do you do that? That's your personal time. Well, to me, it helps me be prepared to have a better day once I get in the office. Yeah. And I think a lot about that. There's only so many hours during the day when the kids are here and the adults are here to work together. I need to keep all that other stuff out of there so that I can really use the time mm-hmm. in that working hours when everyone's here to collaborate or to go visit schools or mm-hmm. whatnot, because I can't do that at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
But I can get emails caught up in 5 a.m. or yep. write some documents I've been working on or deal with that. So I do it to keep my day in balance. And mm-hmm. it honestly helps me have a slightly less hectic work day, which frees me up to do things that are important. Because as you know very well, you know, the bigger the district, the easier it is to go months with never seeing kids if you're not careful.
Yeah.
And so I have to intentionally free up time in my life to get out to the schools. Otherwise, I could go a whole school year and never step foot in a school mm-hmm. if I don't watch out. Yeah. And so I do that to be able to make those kind of things happen.
Two more questions for you.
Yeah.
I know our time's getting short, but mm-hmm. I mentioned in the intro, you've been a superintendent of the year. You are the incoming president for the association in 26-27. You have been a mentor. You have been a coach. You have done lots of different things to give back to the profession, to give back to other superintendents. Why? Why do you find that to be, as busy as you are, as many things you have going on, why do you give back to the profession, to other superintendents? You host a Friday Zoom call with 150 or more superintendents on the call any given Friday. Why do you do all that?
195 actually, as of yesterday. So it changes every day, but yep. So the short answer is because others did it for me. Mm. And, you know, I think a lot about how hard this job is. This job is really stressful. This job, like, people who don't do this job don't understand what it really is. And that's okay. That, you could say that about a lot of jobs, but this job can also be so lonely and overwhelming if you let it. Mm-hmm. And I learned very quickly in my very first year as a superintendent that the best way to protect against that is to surround yourself with your peers, have your community, have your network, because without it, the job just is harder and mm-hmm. it's easier when you have friends to do that. And so, you know, by doing that, you know, whether that's different parts of the state, some folks have study councils where they may have that filled. Some just have a tight friend group. For some people, it's the Friday Zoom. Mm-hmm. And for some people, it's all of those things. But at the end of the day, I do it because I still remember my first year when I knew nothing. I mean, nothing. And there are certain leaders who took me under their wing, and they didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. They were well known. I mean, the two or three that come to mind most quickly from that first year, all three of them were superintendent of the year for the state of Indiana mm-hmm. at various times. They were so well-known leaders, and here they've got this young guy in a small rural district They could have just ignored me, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. They took care of me. They answered my call anytime I call or text. They looked out for me, and it meant the world. And so now, I guess I feel somewhat of a responsibility to help push that forward. Yeah. And I certainly don't have all the answers, but I truly believe in the power that if we get together, we will all figure it out together. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, and I think this relates to your new role as executive director of IPSS, and I guess as me as incoming president, we will be successful together, or we will fail together. Mm-hmm. And we all run the 290 corporations in the state, but what happens to one typically affects the others. Yes. And so we have to look out for each other and help each other be successful, or we will all fail.
Yeah. That leads me into my last question. And you and I, coupled with what you just shared, mm-hmm. you and I have talked about the power of some leaders that you have here in the Noblesville schools that have mm-hmm. truly made a significant impact on the culture of their buildings and the roles that they play. When you think about leading with excellence, not only for yourself, but in general in public education, what does leading with excellence mean?
So I've listened to a lot of these podcasts and thought about how I'd answer this final question. And there's a lot of things that come to mind right off the bat with this, but a few things that I think about often. For me personally, I try really hard to just be an authentic, genuine human being. And I say that because I think a lot of times when people get put into leadership positions, some people feel pressure to perform a certain way or to be seen a certain way, or they feel pressure like, I always have to have an answer, so I will never, whatever. And I guess I feel like I learned a long time ago just watching, you know, it humanizes you to say, I don't know, mm-hmm. or to admit that you know what, I need to look into that, but I'll get the answer for you, mm-hmm. or to just let people see your faults too and see you fail and never be afraid to say, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. because those things, they build goodwill, it builds trust, it lets people see that you are a human being, yeah. also, and that you're doing the best you can, but you're not going to get it right every time either, and that's important. And then from the superintendent chair, I feel like one of the most important things that I try to keep in the forefront of our leadership decisions here is taking care of our people. Mm. That is so, so important. And even when money's tight or when things are stacked against us, we have got to continue to find ways to invest in our people and take care of them, because at the end of the day, if our employees are happy and feeling fulfilled and doing their best, kids win. Mm-hmm. And when they're not, kids lose. And it's as simple as that. And that is my role now. And that's a big shift when you come to central office, is thinking you have to take care of the adults now, mm-hmm. because teachers, principals, and staff in the buildings are taking care of the kids. Mm-hmm. And that's your job.
Love that. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the previous District 2 Superintendent of the Year and Superintendent of the Noblesville Schools, the 2026-2027 IAPSS President, Dr. Dan Heil. Dan's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.